Sinead, very best of Irish arts and culture on display today.
Yeah, it's exceptional, really. And I have to say, hats off, Boulibus More, to everybody who has put together the online coverage, because really there's a massive amount of work gone into it. Obviously, this is our second St. Patrick's Day under the pandemic. Last year it had just happened, so it was all about cancellations. But this year, a huge amount of work has been put into recording things that go on all online and on TV. Now, it's all online and on TV. There are no organised events. Obviously, the theory is they don't want people congregating, meeting, standing around looking at things in the public. So it's all online or on TV. But so much work has been put into it. You've got Shoda, for example, the Department of Foreign Affairs, Culture Ireland, showing the best of Irish music and art internationally, but it can be watched on their YouTube channel. You've got the St. Patrick's Festival, which has been running for the past 6 days, and that is online. And also on the Oireachtas TV channel, people might have come across it, and that kind of comes, you know, the highlights on it today are concerts. There's that beautiful Orchestra of Light put together by Tourism Ireland, Dublin City Council and many others. There's also special RTE programming throughout the day, including a programme at 6:30 looking at what's going on, a Late Late Show tonight and so on. So really there's practically no major Irish musician or filmmaker or artist who you won't see today. The difference is you're going to see them on a screen and not in real life.
Yeah, and the real hope must be that this will be the last one like this, Sinead.
Absolutely. I spoke to Russa Osnodig yesterday from Kila, who is not just a very well-known Irish traditional musician, but they also scored the music for Wolfwalkers. So they're having a very good week. And he made the point that it's great for musicians to have this and to have the outlet and to be able to play. But at the same time, they really miss their audiences. And he was saying, if you're listening to music at home, make sure you try and get a speaker that you're not just listening to through the phone. You know, they really miss the big speakers and being able to connect with the audience. But at the same time, at least the online is there, at least the TV is there, because really it's always been a day where we share our arts and culture with the world. So the effort is to try and do it through a screen this year and hold the fort until we're able to do it properly again.
Hold the fort, exactly. Brilliant efforts by everyone involved to put it all together. Sinead, thanks a million. Sinead Crowley, our arts and media correspondent. It's 2 minutes to 9.